Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting third. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fourth. The DH, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rich Reese. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mike Strahler. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Sims moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Reese settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into right field. Northrup picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Northrup. Hendrick scores. Ashby moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashby scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strahler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gamble moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Williams steals second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Cardenas moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's 5-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Williams reaches second base with a double. There goes Chambliss trying to get to home. Stanley throws the ball into Brinkman, who relays the ball to Sims, who tags Chambliss, who came all the way from first, for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Farmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Al Kaline pinch hits for Jim Northrup. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton pinch hits for Rich Reese. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing right field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Fred Sherman now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Howard pinch hits for Gates Brown. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Duke Sims. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Brown pinch hits for Norm Cash. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ashby scoops up the ball and tags Brown for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Freehan now catching. Ike Brown now playing first base. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bell takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.